Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for joining us. It is just about 6:40. It's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through paycheck protection programs. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Now, I am using my iPad to view my
Zoom
coworkers
meeting,
here,
yeah.
And I'm using my phone to broadcast from. So the weather today looks overcast outside my window.
Yep, got that here too.
Okay, then that's
Same.
Where we're at. I wasn't.
How's it looking
get...
San Francisco there, Nikki?
It's overcast.
Okay.
We're well,
blanketed.
There it is.
All right.
It's unanimous. All right. So I began with baseball, or I teased you with baseball, and that's where I'd like to begin because baseball is back on TV. And last night I sat down and watched a game, and it was nice. It was nice to see. It's very well, it's not very different, but it is different than we're used to. So they have cardboard cutouts in the stands.
Oh my God, do they really? What game
they
did
really
you watch?
They really do. And I think that people were able to get their own picture put up.
Oh my God, hilarious.
I think that's what they did, that people were allowed to pay for the to see themselves in the crowd. I they must have, right?
It's like I'm there. Sure, I guess, right? They couldn't just draw smiley faces on those things. They got to put people's faces. Do you remember who was playing? What game did you? Oh my God! Look
oh,
at
I,
that.
Yeah,
that is
I absolutely
hilarious.
Do. Well, I'm gonna walk you through the whole thing just right. Because there's a few changes that I thought were interesting. So first of all, the cardboard cutouts are a trip. Bryn has put up a picture. You can see them there. So they've sort of filled out the empty stadium, which I actually think probably helps the players.
I'm
it
sure
must
it does.
Be weird to be in the empty stadium once game time starts. There
yep.
are people who have been who are at the games. They're seated very far apart.
Yeah, there is one few. Guy in the middle of that crowd of cardboard cutouts I'm looking at.
Right. So there were some people in the audience, but for the most part it was the cardboard cutouts. So you can see the coaches and many of the players are masked up. So that was interesting. I saw one of the umpires had his mask well below his nose, and I thought, well, that's not helping.
So
sir,
that's
but okay.
useful. All right.
Mm-hmm. So you do see some of those mistakes. They go to the dugout to catch a guy who just walked off the field, and there he is spitting, and you're like, oh, they're never going to be able to – they're just not going to be able to police that. These guys are doing that out of
habit.
Years and years and years of ingrained practice. And so I just don't see that getting under control. I saw they were doing elbow touches and things. One of the things that happened is they started the game, an empty stadium. So I don't know exactly why they did it, but they did the national anthem.
Oh.
And there were a bunch of players kneeling. And I thought, oh, look at that. And it was peaceful. And a few of them had their hands over their heart. And I thought, I'm not insulted by this at all.
No.
So to me,
neither.
It just feels like a very peaceful protest. It shows some unity with a cause.
And it's a reminder.
Right. So I thought it was interesting. I also noticed that the manager, who's new this year, it's not Bochy, it's Gabe Kapler. He kneeled during the national anthem with his team. Now, these are summer camp games. This wasn't an official game. The actual
exhibition
season,
game.
Right. The actual season for the Giants begins Thursday down in L.A. at 7 o'clock. That's the first game. The A's are at home versus the Angels on Friday, and they'll play them through the weekend, it looks like. The Giants won last night, 6-2. They also, last thing I wanted to mention is they're pumping in a little bit of fake noise in the background.
Oh.
So in the telecast, there's
some crowd
noise. It
feels more like a real game.
Well, at first I didn't realize what I was hearing, and then I went, wait a minute, there's no way that crowd
is making that noise.
They're making fake noise, and they're just putting it in appropriate spots. So I was happy to have it back. To be quite frank, if I can, I don't see how it lasts. Guys are spitting. People aren't using their masks. And I'm expecting, I hope for the best. I'm fearing that this can't last long, not with the travel that's involved and the possibility for an outbreak like we see in certain places where people are together.
Yes.
It spreads through a whole home, and everybody, there's a place in Walnut Creek that just got savaged by the coronavirus. Mm. And I don't have all the details in front of me. I can look them up, but I just reading it, I went, oh my God, someone got it, and they all got it.
Yep.
So
that's how it works.
Anyway, baseball starts this week, but the game last night was fun. There's another summer camp game tonight in San Francisco. Don't expect it to bother traffic, because you won't be out in the traffic, A, and B, there's not really going to be a lot of fans, so it shouldn't be a traffic issue at all. But go Giants. Okay.
If I could add one more thing to that story, Alyssa Nacken made MLB history. First woman to coach on the field during a major league game at last night's game. So congratulations to her.
Coach for?
She is a Giants coach.
I didn't see her out there at all.
I know. Actually, I'm surprised they didn't mention it.
She was the first baseman coach.
The first base coach?
Mm-hmm.
She came in late innings of the game last night.
Oh, I didn't
We talked about her a little bit back in January, just knowing that, you know, she was going to be the first woman to coach a Major League Baseball team. But yeah, I mean, I saw it this morning, and I actually wondered if that was the game that you'd seen, and it was.
It was, but I didn't see her. I didn't stay for the whole game, but I watched enough of it. Oh, that's her.
Yeah, that's her.
Mm-hmm. All right. Congratulations.
Very cool. It's so cool, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Niners have had, I can't think of her name, and that's awful, but the Niners have a female coach.
Yeah.
She's not the head coach, but she's
coaches, part of the, you know.
And it's pretty cool to see. So, all right, the less thrilling news, because I'm just happy.
Katie Sowers.
Yes,
is that the Niners coach?
The Niners coach. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, so here in California, we've had a couple better days, not as bad as the sort of surge that came on while we were away on vacation. The coronavirus cases here in California, though, are growing. It looks like we're on track to surpass New York as the state with the most coronavirus infections. I usually root for our area to win things, but this is not a strong win. It's not good news.
No.
After we'd led the country with aggressive shelter in place measures, it seems as we've opened back up, we've exposed ourselves. The easing of restrictions last month came with a big surge across the state, and we're right on the verge of crossing that 400,000 mark. So there's that. Now, they say because of our population,
right,
it's very different than what New York is dealing with. So I don't know what to say other than to say that let's try to be careful for the next couple weeks and maybe we can get those numbers down, California. I really want to come out of this. Don't you?
So much.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till, you know, someday we'll do a show and this won't come up one time. Someday.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for that day. Also, I'm going to mention this again just because I thought it was really good news. So 3 competing labs have released promising results yesterday from early human trials of the coronavirus vaccine. They're not trying to get us too excited. They say there's still a long way to go, but progress has been rapid. They have made progress, and they say they've gotten farther than they expected so far. There's no clear time for when we'll have a vaccine available, but they're charging. The people in the labs are charging to get this to us. They say the vaccines produce strong immune responses with only minor side effects. So fingers crossed we see that before year's end.
It's amazing. They're
not saying that it will, but I'm hoping that we will. Right?
Oh, right. Please. Please.
When I saw this story, I thought, oh, look at Sarah and her despair porn. She does love a good end of the world story.
That is true.
And they say that.
Give me apocalypse now.
Fans of.
Oh, yeah. The S fans hit of, the fan.
I'll do this slower for you, okay?
Yes, please.
Fans of world-ending films seem to be coping better with the pandemic. The apocalyptic porn that you love so very much seems to have readied you for the trouble we're currently dealing with. Well done, Carly.
Thank you. I do like that. Yeah.
Was that the? Do you like that, lady?
Oh, you like that?
You
end of the
like
world?
That?
Oh,
you like that?
Yeah. You like that? Everyone's dead, huh? It's hot.
Oh, why are we laughing?
Zombies? Yeah.
Do you think a day goes by that someone in that lady's life doesn't say that
to
her?
There's no way, because we said that is like totally part of our home vernacular now.
Right.
John puts down dinner last night, plate of spaghetti, meatballs, and I'm like, oh man, that's really good. Yeah, you like that?
Oh, yeah, you like that?
Yep. That poor girl. Dummy.
Ay. Well, she's not the poor girl. She's the one who, she's famous now for that.
Is that what you want? She might not want to be famous for that. Sometimes, you know, people are like so desperate to be famous, they don't really question what they'll be famous for. And, you know, that's not who you want to be known as, I don't think.
Right. How-to searches here in 2020, we've passed the halfway mark, are also very pandemic related.
How-to searches?
So how-to searches, how to do
DIYs.
So like, for example, when my ceiling vent fell out of the ceiling, before I started to get worked up into a lather of what I needed to go get, even though I'm sheltered in place and might have COVID, I'm like, oh, let me look online and see what people have to say about how to fix this, you know? And that's what people are up to. 90% or almost that of grown-ups are using online tutorials here at home during the pandemic to fix stuff, including how to use new software like Zoom.
Right. People have become Zoom experts. I mean, this is, you know.
Well, video games are one of the ways people are passing time, and they're looking up tips and tricks on all the games they play.
How do I get past level 6 on whatever Mario Kart? It's probably not even a thing.
Mario
I don't know.
Kart.
I can't think of one that has levels. I just wouldn't know. I don't play video
makeup
games.
Tutorials. Oh. How to make a face mask? How to bake cookies? How to curl your hair? How to poach an egg? How to fix a washing machine? All of these, though, are happening this year specifically because we are all trapped in our homes. For even if you're not. you're still home more than you'd like to be just because the stuff you want to do isn't open.
Right.
So even if you have said, screw this, I'm not doing it, I'm not wearing a mask, you know, all those, the anti-whatevers, nothing's open, so they're still stuck home.
Right.
By default, because there's nothing for them to really go do. Sorry about it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from
that
you.
That is really sticking in your throat.
Well, I just feel, you know what's funny? You get into these patterns where you do things. I'm used to being in our studio. Then I got used to being in at my wife's desk. And now I'm in another place. And I'm just completely, everything's foreign. I'm tripping out.
Don't
800-400-3697 is the number you can text. Here's a couple. Katie Sowers is a 49er, so there's that. Brenda already told us, but someone texted it in. Thank you, 831. You could buy a cutout at Giants game for $99, it looks like. And after the season, they'll mail them back to you.
Oh.
And if a foul ball hits your cutout, you get the ball.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So that
I thought you don't win $1 million if they get hit. I got hit in the face with a foul ball. Come on.
You
man.
Think they got a million? Well, I don't know how rich baseball is. It's probably pretty well off, but this hasn't helped any business. So the million-dollar prize ain't happening anytime soon.
Might encourage more people to buy cutouts.
Yay, Sarah, for mentioning Alyssa. We saw her. Very cool.
Sarah?
Yeah, that was neat.
They did announce the first base woman. I'm sure they did. I didn't see it. I didn't watch the whole game. In fact, I was laying down on the couch. It was later in the evening. I want to say the game started at 6:45-ish. So it was later in the evening, and I'm watching the game. And then there's a knock at my door. And I'm like,
oh,
who the hell could that be?
Right.
And it was my wife and kids. They drove by. They knocked on the door, ran back to the car, and then I looked through the window because I didn't even want to open it. I don't know. And it's them out front. And I opened the door. And then I was like, oh, I miss you guys.
That's really cute. They did drive-by.
I'm so
That's
pathetic.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was nice. So I had a minute. So my point is I didn't watch the game every second of the game. But I did watch, and it was nice to see it. Let's see. What? Mark has a thick, I'll say butt.
Oh.
Nice.
Mark
They're talking
Zuckerberg.
About Zuckerberg, right?
I mean, his ass doesn't look, there's nothing unusual about it. It looks like some tall, skinny guy's butt, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
I didn't really notice
like
his
it.
Butt.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe they're just attracted
like
to him
all.
In general.
Maybe.
Oh, you know what? Here, let me pull up the picture again. I think
let's have a look at his meaty
to the
butt.
Same picture that we were looking at here.
The one where he's on an electric.
Yeah.
Well,
see
his
how
butt
his butt kind of.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess he does.
I mean, it's weird because he actually looks like he's furtively trying to, you know, escape down a country road or something. I don't know. But he's actually on a surfboard. He's like the weirdest picture. Like he's, you know, just sort of looking over his shoulder. He looks really stiff, I think. Like he's got
but
no.
Actually, is a good looking butt there.
Yeah, yeah. He looked freaking hot. Mark Zuckerberg is so hot. Words you never thought you'd hear anyone say. Oh my God.
But those billions make him super hot.
Yeah. Oh my God.
415 is mentioning bucks. What I critiqued. So I'm just not, I don't care about his sunscreen or his outfit, but what I felt like was, look, you own basically you own a Hawaiian island.
Yeah.
You probably own the beachfront and the ocean in front of it as well.
Right.
Get a board, go out there, learn to surf and pay your dues. You'll be glad you did once you get through that paying dues portion of the program. But they wrote, hey, let's get serious. Zuckerberg is a P word of the first order. No balls and no sense of paying your dues. I don't know if that's true, but I do think if you're never going to progress beyond what you're doing right there with that board, which is riding flat.
With maybe your, that's and, all he and, cares about, you know? Really? You know, I feel like if I had $1 billion, I would also want my life to be really easy. And so if that included an electric surfboard, that's what I'd have. I'm fine with
all
it.
All right. All right.
The purists out there will never come around, but I'm like, that actually looks fun to me. The rest of it just looks too hard.
Somehow I'm extremely late. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, how did that happen? Well, listen, be careful the stand that you take, because right when you have to walk it back, that's when the trouble starts after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.